The famous Scopes trial. Did the Christians win?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution.
You know, at the famous Scopes trial of 1925, an instructor was convicted for teaching evolution in a public school. Yet today, creation is not allowed to be taught. But didn't the creationists win? You know, technically the creationists were victorious, but in reality the Christians lost terribly. You see, the ACLU lawyer at the trial, Clarence Darrow, managed to have written into the record all the so-called scientific evidence for evolution. You know what's interesting is that most of these so-called scientific facts have been refuted by evolutionists themselves. Darrow also cleverly arranged to have the prosecutor, William Jennings Bryan, who was a strong Christian, put on the witness stand. And Darrow asked Bryan questions about the Bible, such as, well, where did Cain get his wife, and were the creation days ordinary days? You know, sadly, Bryan couldn't answer them, or he compromised with millions of years. It was this event that helped lead to the demise of Christianity in America. Christians were seen to have a blind faith instead of one that they could uphold and defend.
We've got a great tool to share with you that exposes how the Scopes trial was largely misreported by the press, and that Christians really do have answers to questions like Cain's wife and the age of the earth. Request our handbook on the Scopes trial when you call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or visit our radio website, answersoffer.org.